This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
The newly formed Colac Otway Pride and Diversity Group will this year march at the Canna Parade, a first for the Colac Festival. Rainbow Pride is something that is not normally associated with Colac, or so we think. Dean Currie investigates.
Just 90 minutes out of Melbourne, the regional town of Colac has a bit of a bad rap when it comes to LGBTIQ phobia.
Two gay comedians dropped in a blue-collar Aussie town.
Do you guys think we have a homophobia problem in Colac?
Because last time I was here, I was chased out of town.
In 2011, comedian Joel Creasy toured there as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival roadshow with someone shouting homophobic slurs at him. Creasy says he was accosted on the street by a group of Colac teenagers 2 months later, with the then mayor defending the city against accusations of homophobia amidst a media furor. Creasy, with fellow comedian Rhys Nicholson, even made a documentary, Gay Crashes, where the two headed to Colac to investigate homophobia. Last year, during the marriage equality debate, the Colac Otway Shire Council refused to debate the issue and follow the lead of the Hepburn Shire Council, which voted to call upon the Australian Parliament to amend the Marriage Act to enable same-sex couples to marry, saying it was not the place for councils to debate the issue. Not that that mattered, because 72% of people in the electorate voted for marriage equality. But this year, in a first for Colac, the Colac Otway Pride and Diversity Group will march in this year's Carnival Parade. Committee member Sharon Faulkner spoke to The Informer.
I think Colac traditionally has been a very conservative town. It's got a very diverse population, from old people to young people to greenies in the Otway, to farmers, to timber mill workers. What you call a big country town.
Faulkner shared with us how the Colac Otway Pride and Diversity Group was formed.
Well, that was formed after Colac had a visit from Ro Allen, the Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, when she was doing her LGBTIQ roadshows around regional Victoria. So about four of us kept meeting after that, and then we came up with the idea of putting a float in Colac's Carna Parade, which is sort of a mini Moomba. It's their 60th anniversary this year, and it's never been done before. And we then went about contacting a few people that we thought might be interested in helping us. And from that, it's just snowballed, and we've got an awesome group together, from business people to parents of gay kids to gay people. And we are just really thrilled that it's going ahead so well. The Carna Committee itself has really welcomed us. It's not a Mardi Gras. It's just having a contingent in their annual parade. But who knows where that'll lead. And we hope that, you know, as many people as possible come and join us. And we want not just gay people, but friends, family, allies, businesses to join in with us, just to show that Colac really is supportive of their LGBTI community.
While some media may paint Colac and many regional spaces in a different light, how easy was it to have the group join in the Carna Parade with the Pride float?
It's just a matter of talking to a couple of key people that before this we hadn't really known existed. It's just gone out from there, and we set up a Facebook page just last week, and we've got well over 100 followers now, and that's just in a few days. I lived in Colac for 18 years. I was mayor of Colac at one stage. My sons, including my gay son, grew up in Colac. Everybody knew there was just, it seemed to be, one gay in the village. And now when you look around and you talk to people, like, you know that there are several businesses that are run by gay people. You know there are several businesses that are run by the parents of gay children. And now everybody, there's a gay dairy farmer out there, and there's a trans person from out there, and it's all coming together, and people are actually being really open. And what we want is for particularly young gay people to know that they're not the only person in town, that they can come out, they can be safe, they can feel loved in their own community, and that they don't have to leave to be who they are. And that's what's most important. It's also going to show parents that, you know, their kids aren't strange. They're just their kids, and they will have support. We're talking to area health people, Colac area health people. We've been in touch with the local GLOW officer.
So what can we expect from the float?
Because there's a lot of school kids and we're not the only one there. It's not a Mardi Gras. What we want is colour and rainbows and people just being really happy and marching down the street. Yeah, not Mardi Gras. That may come later. Who knows? Hay has just had their first Mardi Gras. Who knows what will happen in Colac? But it's had a bad reputation, Colac. And Joel Creasy was down there a couple of years ago making a documentary. And we wanted to spell that, you know, because we believe that, that Colac can be and is supportive. And I think this will prove it.
That Colac Canna Festival takes place on March 17th, where the Colac Otway Pride and Diversity Group will be marching with pride as part of their community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.